We'll edit the bits out later.
Okay. You're gonna edit this?
No. Like the starting stuff. I don't know. It depends on what you wanna do.
Are you going to post this, Aditya?
Do you want to post this?
No, I don't want to post this.
Why not?
Because we just realized how I sounded.
Bro, you have a sexy voice, Shashank. Like a sexy voice.
This is what broke your 1.5 month this thing.
Yeah, man. It was talking to you, actually. You know? I was on call with you and I was like, dang. You know?
How long did it, was it going on before that 1.5 month?
Before that also, it was not long. It was like a month only. Or maybe 1.5 month. Before that, it was very long. That was like 2 months, I think.
I like that we have given no context about
Yeah, and we're just talking.
About. Yeah.
We definitely didn't spend the last 3 hours, you know, setting up.
Do you think I can put the garage band on my resume now?
Yeah.
Can tinker around.
Yeah. Sure. Who's going to hire you, bro? For the garage band.
I'm going for Jamie's job, bro. Next.
Sure. Why have you picked up your phone? Like you're gonna, you know, Google
I'm
some
gonna
facts
search,
or something.
Yeah, topics for podcasts.
Topics for podcasts. You know, Ritika just messaged me.
What is
she's like, oh my gosh, Shashank is so hot.
we're gonna edit everything that we have spoken till now, okay?
And what do you mean? No.
We are starting
staying
afresh.
In, bro.
No, bro.
And we're sending it to Ritika. She sent me a message saying, you know, full setup is over.
Can you ask her if she's enjoying my bed frame?
Are you enjoying Shashank? I mean his bed
frame. Okay, bro. Now we'll edit all of this out. This is where officially our podcast starts, okay?
Okay.
So what do you want this podcast to be about, Aditya? You know, I was thinking this can be... I would like the idea of maintaining a journal, okay?
Okay.
So I think this might be a nice way to...
Like we just
every
talk
week.
About each other's weekends or weekdays.
Yeah, like what we managed to do, what we didn't get done.
Okay. So what have you
I
got
didn't get anything
done
this week. So let's start with that. I think I helped a few people shift houses.
Okay.
Bro, if I see one more cardboard box,
If
I see one more U-Haul, I'm killing myself, bro. I can't deal with this anymore.
But you're so fed up of people moving, bro. And you staying in the same place in life.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go there. So Ritika just replied asking, what happened to your podcast?
What happened to our podcast?
And she said that she's loving you. I'm in your bed frame. She's loving sleeping on you. I'm in your bed frame. Yeah, this is definitely not going
This in. Is not going anywhere, okay? I don't think even I will listen to this.
Why?
After this is done.
No, that's not fair.
Because now I realize what I sound like.
Yeah, you sound amazing.
Humanity shouldn't suffer.
You know, most people don't like their voices.
Yeah, that is true. But I don't like my accent also. Voice is one thing. But
why?
I didn't realize I sound...
What's wrong with your accent?
I don't know. I sound too fake.
Fake?
Yeah.
Bro, you're the realest person I know.
Oh my God, Aditya. This is a podcast. The date part, we can do it maybe another
damn
another
it.
Time.
But this is the only time I get to spend with you. The other times, you're just busy with Ritika. Or Rajivan, but Rajivan is not there anymore. So, you know, it's just...
Are you missing Rajivan, dude?
Am I missing Rajivan?
Yeah.
Who would miss that guy, bro?
This is your podcast persona, dude. You're a different person on mic.
What do you mean?
You're way nicer on mic.
I'm nicer on mic?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
You're trying to cover up your narcissistic...
That's because I'm being
selfish.
Recorded. I can't expose myself. Yeah, see, I have a reputation to uphold.
I wanted to ask you one question, Aditya.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you think people can change? Or do you think there are some inherent traits in them that is just how they are?
Is this a follow-up to the message that you sent me yesterday?
Yeah, dude. My midlife crisis. This is a follow-up to that. I have lost hope that I can change only, bro.
Bro, I... See.
Okay, you tell me this much. You think people can change some... But, or do you think there are some inherent traits in people that cannot be changed?
Okay, see. The way I look at, like to look at this is... I look at myself, okay?
Okay.
I wasn't like this, right?
Yeah.
I had a shit work ethic. Okay,
right.
I had a terrible work ethic.
Did you have ambition always? I think you might.
No.
I think you did.
Okay, what is ambition? See, because when I was younger, like, I wanted to make a shit ton of money.
That's, yeah, ambition.
No. See, that is different. Okay. So I wanted to make money, yeah. But I did not want to work towards making that money. Right? there's a very big difference.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was younger, I wanted to just start a business. Right?
Yeah.
Thinking that would be easier in life than like a 9-to-5 job.
Wow. Okay.
Like, that was my perspective on life.
You thought it was easier to just, you know, start Google or something than just actually work in some...
No, not necessarily Google, right? Because Google is obviously very difficult, like any major corporation. But I was thinking...
You didn't have any idea or nothing, right? You were just like, I just want to have some business and make lots of money. That's all.
Exactly, yeah. Because, I mean, when you're younger, you tend to think that, you know, money is the beyond and end all, right?
Yeah.
It's like you earn money, you'll be happy automatically.
Yeah.
But I think as I grew older, that's definitely not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not the case. Like, money is just like a supplement to, you know, fund things, right? But yeah. Even when you fund your hobbies, yeah. You need people to be around you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just boring. And yeah, like money is not the answer for like all your problems.
Yeah, but then, so you were ambitious about making money earlier, and then now you're ambitious about something else. But you always had some drive, right?
No, I didn't see that. That's what I'm telling you, right? So, like, back in, like, school or undergrad, or even, like, 11th, 12th, for example, I didn't do anything. I just wanted to do, you know, open, like, a supermarket or something, right? No, basically what I do was, I thought that was like the easy way of life in terms of, you know,
yeah.
I go to some BBA college or something, right?
Yeah.
Or just go to some like random college and okay. Just get that over with and then open like a Big Bazaar or like a Ratnadeep or something. Right? And then that'll take care of itself, apparently.
Okay.
And then I'll just earn money and I'll be fine, is what I thought.
Okay.
Right? But... if anything, now that I've realized that a business is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Like the work ethic you need for opening a business, yeah. You know, be it a massive corporation like Google or even like a supermarket, yeah. Like Ratnadeep or something, right?
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult to own and manage a business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, difficult in terms of, you know, you... managing people and all, right? It's also like managing the financials and the stress that you have to take up,
yeah.
When you're managing a business. It's significantly higher compared to a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Because when you're doing a 9-to-5, you just have to worry about your own job. But when you have a business, you have to worry about everybody else's job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's difficult. And going back to the original point,
yeah, so, but then after a few years, it didn't become like, you know, you didn't ease off on that ambition, right?
No, but I didn't work towards it either, right?
See, yeah, you found something else. Yeah.
See, every kid wants to be an astronaut something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they working towards it? Okay, that's probably sounds condescending, but that's not how I wanted to frame it.
Yeah, I get it. Like, most childhood dreams are not what... turns out.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing.
Right?
Yeah.
So
then, okay, at that age, you were like, I just want to get rich somehow. Mm. The easiest way possible that
yeah.
You thought.
Yeah.
Then when did that sort of shift in undergrad?
Yeah, I think the later half of undergrad, like the second half of undergrad, that's during like, you know, my third year, fourth year.
Yeah.
Or as people like to call it, junior year and senior year in the US.
My God.
Yeah. So I think only in the later stage of my undergrad is when I started to feel motivated to do things, right? I think before, I didn't feel anything, man. If I mean, not feel anything, but I wasn't really motivated to do things, or I didn't really have the grind set mindset, if
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Then when did it, like, we'll pause, yeah.
Yeah, let's pause. मैं कह रहा हूँ मैं रिकॉर्डिंग अ पॉडकास्ट Shashank and I. Shashank and I.
What's the time?
I'll come up in the evening. I mean, not evening. I'll come now. Why? What happened? Sorry for the interruption, guys.
Yeah.
One of our roommates, you know,
shit went down.
Shit went down.
Shit is not going down, actually. Yeah, that seems to be the problem. What do you do about your flush now, Aditya?
Yeah. Look at the change in topics, right? We were talking about, you know, how people are not motivated in life. And then we suddenly went just, like, start talking about shit.
I think this is a good motivation. I think if my flush broke down, I might have to do something about it. Or do you think I'm so unmotivated that I'll just
use the shit in the McElderton bathroom? Let's come here to shit and you'll go back home.
But yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Second year end, you are starting to feel.
No, like, so before, right?
You're all.
Before, yeah. I was like. I think we already spoke about the, like, my story of how I changed.
Yeah.
But in terms of motivation, like, I was not motivated at all. I was not motivated to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I used to get, like, shit grades in undergrad. I didn't do well. And then something has changed, especially like in the last year. I think when I started to, you know, I think the main point was, you know, I wanted to.
Were you willing to work hard, or were you always looking at that, okay, this instant, you know, if I'm gaming or if I'm watching YouTube, that's fun, so I'll just keep, like, that instant gratification thing? Were you in that loop, or were you like, okay, I'll sit for 1 hour and study, even though it's difficult and I don't like to do it. Would you give in to your impulses?
Yeah. I couldn't control myself. Not as much, at least.
Okay.
So, I think in my senior level of school, in like 10th, 11th, 12th, right?
Yeah.
I was big into FIFA.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I played FIFA a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And obviously, that, like, I attribute my handling of financials to FIFA. Okay.
Do you think so?
Seriously, 100%.
Oh, the you have to select managers and.
No, financials. Okay. So there's a game mode called as Ultimate Team. Okay?
Yeah.
You basically earn some amount of coins or money, right? And then you can buy players with those coins, or you can save them and you can buy better teams, stuff like that, right?
Okay.
So I learned all of my financials and all of my investments through FIFA. I know that sounds very dumb, right? But I think when you go through playing FIFA for almost 7 years, I think. So I played FIFA from FIFA 14 to FIFA 21, which is almost like 7 years, 8 years.
How many hours a day would you just be playing FIFA?
Okay, so I'll tell you my schedule in 11th and 12th, right?
Okay.
So my 11th and 12th is dog shit.
Okay.
I used to go to some, like, close by bullshit Chetan and RNIS school, which is basically like a torture chamber for people to get into IITs, but nobody gets into an IIT.
Some people do get into, I guess.
Yeah, so my school used to start in the morning at 8:30 a.m. 9 a.m. And then it used to go till 5 p.m.
right?
So it was only around like a 15 minute walk from my house, actually.
Yeah.
It's very close.
Yeah.
So I used to walk home sometimes, and then as soon as I go home, I used to change and then start playing FIFA immediately, right? So if the school used to get over at 5, I used to reach at like 5:15, 5:30, like talk to my friends a little bit and then go home immediately.
Yeah.
And then I would start playing FIFA for, I think it was till 7:30.
Wow.
2 hours, right?
Okay.
Or basically until my dad comes home.
Yeah, that's always the...
Yeah, as soon as my dad comes home, like, I need to close it.
Yeah.
So then I think it was 7:30, and then I think I used to just randomly play upstairs. So we had like a huge room in my house, like in the top floor.
Mm.
So I just used to play
Aditya
cricket there.
Now, okay.
Sorry?
Aditya is starting to flex now.
Okay.
What is wealth?
See, I can't hear you. You need to talk a little louder. You can't
I think the people who need to hear will hear.
Okay. So really? I just used to play cricket there alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Or like football alone or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
So that used to be for like half an hour or something.
Yeah.
And then I used to come downstairs and then I used to probably do some homework or something for like 40 minutes maybe.
Okay.
That is still like 9:30.
Yeah.
And then after at 9:30 sharp, I'll eat dinner.
Okay.
And then I'll again sit in the hall and watch Twitch or YouTube.
You were watching Twitch back in 11th, 12th standard?
Yeah.
Who would you watch on Twitch?
Okay. So, I think back in school, I used to watch a lot of H1Z1. Like a lot of H1Z1.
Okay.
And FIFA, obviously. So, if I'm playing FIFA, I'll obviously watch a lot of FIFA streamers as well.
Fair.
So my YouTube was just filled with FIFA YouTubers, right? Like a lot of FIFA YouTubers.
I think that's how you got into KSI also. He used to make...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the Sidemen, KSI, like all... Like, I literally got into proper YouTube because of FIFA, I think.
Okay.
And then I started more, like, you know, pivoted towards other content.
Yeah.
That's not FIFA, right?
Yeah.
But... Yeah,
I think be in the hall just watching.
Yeah, just in the hall watching. Immediately after eating, right? I'll just watch some videos, FIFA videos, or like some FIFA live streams.
Yeah.
Or like later on, I used to watch H1Z1, which is it's basically like a battle royale game.
Yeah.
It's just like the OG battle royale game, like the one before Fortnite and this is a banging game. Never got to play it, but I love that game so much because I just watch everybody play it, right? So then, and then after that, it used to be Fortnite streamers, Fortnite YouTube, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just like a transition, but the things that I was watching, like, it's the same. Like, you know, YouTube and Twitch. Like, the platform that I was on was same.
Yeah.
And this, it just used to be the same schedule over and over and over.
Right.
See, and then there's, like, no point where, you know, no point of, like, motivation or, you know, me actually.
Did you like any subject in 12th? Or
no.
You just,
no.
You didn't like anything?
No. 11th was just torture, man.
Okay.
That's the thing, right? I didn't have anything I liked.
And after this, in undergrad, first, second year also, it was sort of similar routine that continued.
Okay.
Did
so
you become more degenerate, less... Did you start, you know, putting in efforts? Or maybe you started liking CS? Is that...
Yeah. So I think, I mean, first year, first semester, I did all right. And I didn't really get a good grade. And then...
Yeah, no, not about the grades, but like what you felt about...
Yeah, so then second semester I was like, I need to clutch up.
Okay.
Right? And then I started working harder and then I got like a better grade. So then I liked a few concepts, I think, but to the most end, it was fine. I was just doing it.
Okay.
But I think after second year, third year, I think motivation hit me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I changed a lot. In the fourth year and then masters. So that's why I keep telling you it's definitely possible to change.
That's interesting, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
It's because I have done it myself. So if I can do it, I think anybody else can also do it.
Yeah, that is true.
Because
I
know
used to think that despite, you know, your laziness and everything, you always had some, like, a kernel of ambition. But it sounds like you were just, you know, just chilling and then not doing anything.
Yeah,
and
literally. No, that was just me. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't really have any sort of motivation that I have right now. Definitely not.
What do you think in the end of third year, you just felt like, okay, this, I need to get my shit together. Was there something where you felt like, I'm really not doing things right? I should change.
Okay, so
or
I
was
think,
it more like a gradual, like
okay. No, so I think it was mainly in terms of my school friends.
Okay.
Right. I think I've told you this before, where my school friends that I'm very close to, they obviously went to much better colleges. Right. They went to, like, you know, IITs, BITS, NIT, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as I was seeing them through college and all, like they were doing better. I mean, college and all, it's obviously the same, right? First, second year, third year, there's not much difference.
Yeah.
But I think the third year ending, you see people start doing internships and stuff, right? And then they were doing internships.
Right.
And I was still not doing anything. I was just sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that was a sort of motivating factor for me.
Yeah.
Where I was like, okay, I think I need to change, right? Even I need to do something.
Yeah. Right.
I can't just, you know, sit there and do nothing.
Yeah,
I think that's what clicked.
So the friend circle actually,
yeah,
kind of was the trigger, probably.
Yeah, probably. I think
you know that if that, I don't think that would have been a big reason, because those things don't sustain. Like, you know, you're okay, your friends are working, and then you would reach a certain point where suppose you are also working, but your drive is still going on, right?
Yeah, so that's the thing.
It's like right now, it's not like, okay, you know, all your friends are doing great.
No, no, of course. Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, see, Shashank, the thing is, you need an initial trigger to shift, okay?
Yeah.
But that should not be your only source of motivation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
See, right now, my source of motivation are completely different.
Yeah.
Right? They're completely different.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with what your friends are doing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, not nothing to do with, because I want them to do well, right?
Yeah, but I think it's you won't put in more efforts if you see someone is doing better than you. I think still do your own thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely, yeah. In that point of view, yes.
Yeah.
But not in terms of doing better than me, but you know, in terms of, let's say, like, let's say if, like, people around you are doing well, right?
Yeah.
Then you also get the motivation to do better.
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily like a direct comparison thingy that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just that when the people around you are working hard,
yeah,
then you also want to work hard.
There's also another option where you can just cut them off and then you also don't work hard.
Yeah. I mean, that's always an option, right?
Yeah, so that was your initial this thing, and then after that, I think you sort of you liked the person that you were.
Started, with, previous person. Yep.
Yeah.
I just rolled with it.
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah, so that's why I keep telling you, right? Like it's definitely possible to change one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's you just need to find something to hold on to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you move on to other things that, you know, keep motivating you.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, stick to that one thing, firstly.
Yeah.
But in order to even to stick to that one thing, you need to identify that thing first.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can't just...
But see, in your case, it wasn't... I think, suppose you're doing something wildly different.
Hmm.
Like, suppose you were in medicine or something. Hmm. I still think you would have had the same attitude, but with... that
line. No, that's the thing, right? See,
so you are not dependent on that. I think
no, you're giving me your opinion on that because you're looking at me right now.
Yeah,
you haven't seen me before,
right? Yes yeah, I agree. Yeah,
so I like that might not be have been the case if I took something else.
Yeah I mean, the path that led you to this point is all the decisions that you make, yeah. And if you tweak anything there, it'll, you know, deviate the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I think that your drive doesn't come from, like, how do I say this? That's what I'm saying, that even if you're in a different line, right, of business,
yeah,
like right now you really like AI and LLM and all those things. Mm-hmm. I think you would have found things to gravitate towards even in that other line.
Okay. Maybe, but I think the important point probably was that I find that source of inspiration first.
Yeah.
And if I found that source of inspiration, I think regardless of the field, it would have been fine.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm also trying to say.
Yeah.
That regardless of the field, you would have been
having
the same attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think you had a lot of serious talk. Yeah. So... tell me about the moving yesterday.
The moving in yesterday?
No, yeah, you tell me, why do you hate people moving? Why are you frustrated of seeing U-Hauls?
Because I think I've seen too much of it now. I think since when have I been? It was either Nidhi's things or, you know, their things and...
And my things before.
Oh, yeah, the Metzger. Yeah, correct. Yeah. That was also one.
I think that's the first one, no?
Yeah.
Actually, after that,
I think I feel like, you know, I feel like doing it because I think that it's the only value I can add.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you like to do things where you feel like you are resourceful, right?
Mm-hmm.
In some way. I'm sure that's true for you also, I think. That's why,
yeah,
like, whenever it comes to, like, organizing things, you take charge, right? Because you feel like you can contribute,
yeah,
better there.
In that way, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's just human nature, though. You know, we tend to do things that we are most comfortable with first,
yeah,
instead of venturing into things that are new to us.
Yeah. But I think I'm very useless in most of those kind of things, okay? But if you ask me to lift one cardboard box and put it in some other place, that I can try and do. So I'll be like, okay, I'll just
you're
go.
You're a physical labor.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nice. I think it's fun also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing things with friends in, like, different contexts.
Okay.
So if you get to hang out with the same person, but if you're doing a different kind of activity, it's always fun, I think.
Mm. And like, you also feel that, definitely. I think this, so that's why, right? That's why I'm talking about, you know, if you're with the people, and this is what I was talking about with regards to money, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you have money or you don't have money, as long as you are around the people you like.
Yeah.
And this is a similar situation where you can...
I actually think every person can be likable if you are just in the right setting with that person. I don't think any person is boring. I think it's just that facet of their personality is not shining through.
Right.
You in have the context that you are in at that moment.
Right. You need to find their forte, right? Like the thing that,
yeah,
they excel at.
Yeah.
And then you can vibe with that person.
Yeah.
But you should also enjoy that thing that the other person likes.
Yeah. But what will happen is sometimes just the... It can be a new activity. So just the novelty of it can be fun and you get sucked into it. Or you can just... sometimes when the other person is enjoying the thing, it just makes it fun even if you're not really enjoying it. Like, I don't like gaming, okay? I've not been much of a gamer and all.
Okay.
But I think if I'm hanging out with someone and they're playing FIFA or F1, mm-hmm, I think it's fun to just sit and watch and then, like,
okay,
hang out with them that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's interesting. So, but you're also the type of person who will... who's willing to do anything and everything. Right? No, seriously. Because, see, you're somebody who's very open,
yeah,
right? Who wants to, like, hang out with everybody, sort of.
I think, in general, I find things interesting. Not just that I find things interesting, but if you are interested in something, I find that energy kind of nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a topic that I find really boring, if,
right,
I'm not able to understand anything, I think it's fun to just listen to someone talk with passion about something. That's why my YouTube recommendation is just completely all over the place, because I just keep kind of latching on to different things and going down rabbit holes.
Hmm.
And also, if you already know the person, like, I know you, right?
Yeah.
So I'll talk to you and we just have our regular things. But if we went go-karting in New Jersey and that was, you're doing a different activity,
mm-hmm,
but with a person that you already know well.
Right.
It sort of still brings something new, I think. It's a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
I actually find that way more fun than... sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, that's fine.
I find that way more fun than meeting a new person.
Okay.
And then... you know, you have to do that initial dance of like...
you have to build a relationship. You need to get to know each other.
Yeah. But some people are more interested in doing that, actually. Like, you know, just... I get to know you to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to find someone new person and then, you know, build that connection. Some people find that very fun. But that, to me, feels somewhat tiring. But this thing where the person you already know, you hang out in, like, different situations and contexts, that's, like, more...
but I think you are also the type of person who wants to meet new people. I know you said this and it's like tiring, right?
Yeah.
But I also feel that you want to, you know, meet new people and then understand the reason behind why they do things.
Yeah. But that's more out of
curiosity,
like a narcissistic curiosity, where I am thinking that, oh, I'm not doing things right, I'm not doing this right. So I just want to understand, okay, how, what are people's approaches to doing things, and then maybe I can pick something from this and then try to implement it in my own way.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but I would still, you know, if, yeah, I think if I'm at some party and, you know, you have a friend of yours that I don't know, I'll try to engage
exactly.
and talk to them.
See.
But then if you're like, okay, if you have to build a deeper this thing, yeah, I think my preference would be to the other thing, wherein you hang out with familiar people but in different contexts.
Yeah, but
it's more fun.
But the former situation that you just explained,
yeah,
you, we are in a party, right?
Yeah.
And even if everybody is chilling out in their groups, you are the person who will go and talk to every group. Okay, even if you don't know the person, right?
Yeah.
And that goes against, you know, if you don't want to meet new people, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is that I don't want to, if the other option was to build a deep friendship
yeah.
with a new person entirely, it seems
no, but that's the thing, right? You will build a deeper friendship only if you meet them in the first place and you have this early chat.
Yeah.
And you have the early chat pretty
yeah.
well. You do it pretty well.
Right.
That's, yeah. No, so what I was trying to tell earlier was, I was trying to think about like a job that you'll really enjoy, right?
Oh, okay. Because clearly nothing seems to be enjoyable.
No, 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 not like that. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, because
I think,
you like to, you know, venture and, you know, think about why people do things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, you know, somewhere in terms of like a researcher, right? Like a UX researcher or something.
Oh, okay. Because something where you just have to sort of interview people and ask them.
Yeah. No, you're trying to understand, right? See, this is where like even like UI UX comes into play.
Yeah.
And where it's human psychology comes into play. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is what I told you before. So like you should have gone into the like psychology field because you're generally interested in that.
Yeah, but I don't have like an aptitude towards. It's not like, you know, I read something about you and I'm like, okay, this person, now I'm correlating it with Aditya's this thing, and then I'm not good at any of that. I'm just like one dummy that's just asking you questions. That's all. I'm not like building connections and thinking where does this go, where does that go, and all that.
No, but you can. Right? And that part seems interesting to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually.
So maybe that's something you can build upon, right?
Yeah. And it's also interesting to see how, I don't know, I find it interesting to correlate people's past experiences with their current actions.
Exactly.
That's like, yeah, I think that's fun.
Yeah.
And I think that I've met people who have similar backgrounds like me, you know, like constantly changing schools and
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And but they're completely different from me.
Okay.
Like you know, Harika, you know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nishanti.
Yep, yep.
She also has changed a lot of schools.
Yeah, because dad is in the army, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm.
But she, like, even first impressions wise, she's quite different from me. She's like a very self-assured person, kind of very confident.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't take shit from people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I sort of have, I don't know, I grew in a completely opposite way. You know, I'm constantly kind of thinking, okay, what is the other person thinking in this moment right now? How can I improve it? How can I maximize this thing?
Right, yeah.
And like neurotically thinking, okay, what is the best possible optimal conversation or whatever, you know, instead of just being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so you would think that, okay, if it's all just experiences, then, but it's not just all experiences, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I find these things kind of interesting. Yeah.
No, but I think it is, majority of the thing is experience, I think. Because that's what shapes who you are, right? See, obviously, initially,
yeah.
you start out with a certain set of characteristics, a certain
yes.
set of traits, right?
Correct.
But all of that is molded by the experiences that you have.
Yeah.
And like you said, you have, like, the one point that you mentioned was very interesting is that, you know, people who, like, move schools frequently, right? Or shifted schools frequently.
Yeah.
And since you also did that, you probably expected yourself and the other people who moved schools frequently to be the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But even if they move schools frequently, their experiences would be different or could be different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And even with those experiences,
yeah,
different people deal with certain experiences or scenarios differently. Right?
Yeah.
So she could have dealt with it differently, and you could have dealt with it differently.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, you're like two completely different.
Mine was
people.
Always more like, okay, I need to do everything I can to try and fit in, mm-hmm, to this sort of new alien environment.
Right.
So I think maybe that's where it all came from, you know, constantly trying to adjust.
Change.
To where I'm
instead
talking.
Of you being you.
Yeah, instead of having like a solid personality, you just become like this amorphous thing, which is always just trying to accommodate or not even accommodate. That sounds nice. I think it's more like no solid thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't stand for anything. I'm more like the person who's just trying to get things from the.
No, I think you're looking at it in a very negative way.
Yeah, but I think it's all just so to try and fit in, you'll do whatever it takes, mm-hmm, right? But maybe in her case, it was. I have seen people go in the opposite direction, wherein you.
They don't talk to anybody.
Not that, but you sort of become defiantly who you are as a person.
Okay.
Instead of trying to just like do this whole game of, okay, I'll try to fit in. You. The other extreme of it also works, wherein if you are completely yourself, you have a very strong personality. People will sometimes gravitate towards that itself, and that in itself also works, mm-hmm, you know, to fit into a new place.
Okay.
So yeah. But I don't know. I think you're someone who had a opposite.
I've been in terms, right? Only one place. Forever.
Exactly. Yeah, you in have school. Always been in the same school,
and
the same set
change.
Of friends. Yeah. And I think it's hard to make any generalizations.
First of all. No, it is hard to make generalizations.
But it's also true that these are two vastly different experiences.
Mm-hmm. Which, yep, definitely.
Which should have a major impact on the kind of person you are.
Yeah, right? I think it has. Right. So I think in Harika's case, for example,
yeah,
she might not have tried to, you know, fit in. Maybe, right?
Yeah,
even though
possible.
She shifted frequently.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that probably meant that she couldn't spend enough time with her friends or something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, she could be herself, I guess, or be at peace with herself, maybe.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. We're just slandering her. She's right here.
We're not posting this. We're
yeah.
not slandering her. We're talking good about her. What do you mean?
You're like, oh, maybe she doesn't have any friends.
No, I didn't say that. God. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But you feel like because you stayed in the same place,
mm-hmm,
did you think about how, you know, maybe it shaped who you are?
I actually didn't think about it much, but I hated moving out of school, okay?
Yeah.
Like to 11th, 12th, when I moved to a different institution, because
yeah.
I was so used to that environment.
Yeah.
And I was so comfortable just being at one place for 12 years.
Mm.
Right? That's still more than half of my life. Which is madness. Like that literally. And that literally occupies like 55% of my life, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy.
How? Yeah, anyway. So obviously, when that occupies 55% of your life, obviously that should have, you know, had some sort of influence on you, right?
But when you went to college,
mm-hmm,
did some of your friends kind of percolate into undergrad, or did it all just get scattered after 12th?
Okay, no, so that's what I'm saying. It's not even 12th. So the 12 years that I'm talking about is from pre-primary 1, pre-primary 2 to 10th class.
Oh, okay.
So my school did not have 11th, 12th.
Yeah.
Right. So 11th, 12th, I went to a different institution.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And in 11th, 12th, one of my friends who left school in 8th class, joined a different school, joined.
Okay.
And he joined my institution, right? We were not in the same class.
Yeah.
So I did some things to make sure that, you know, we were in the same class. Oh. I basically changed section.
Okay, okay.
Because I didn't like where I was, okay? It was a shithole.
Yeah.
And I was so used to just coming home at 3 p.m. And suddenly, you know, 5:30 p.m. was hell for me, quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can't even imagine when you're surrounded by the same people. Group of people.
Yeah.
And it's suddenly so different.
Exactly, yeah.
That must be quite...
Yeah, and that was like, it was more free, right? That was like a CBSE school.
Yeah.
You know, it had like a ground and shed.
Yeah.
But when you come to your 11th, 12th, which is a state syllabus, it's literally a torture chamber. It's literally like an apartment building.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere you can go. So it felt like a jail. So I was like, oh God, I don't like this.
Were you like meeting your friends on weekends, the school group?
Not every weekend, because... Okay. I mean, 11th, 12th, it does become busy for them.
Yeah.
Right? It becomes busy for everybody because they're preparing for boards and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we used to meet regularly because I was still in touch. I'm still in touch with them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And they are some of my closest friends because I've been friends with them for, what, 20 odd years now, I think.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. That's mad. I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, that's the thing, right? I hated change. I think that... One of the main reasons why I want change in my life constantly, I shouldn't frame it that way. Not change in my life constantly, but I want to put myself in as many uncomfortable situations as possible.
Okay.
That's like one of my...
That's your mantra, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? That's like one of my, not goals, but like one of my statements I live by.
Yeah.
Because if you... put yourself in as many uncomfortable situations as possible, you suddenly become comfortable in all those situations.
Yeah.
And you obviously won't come to a state where nothing will be uncomfortable for you.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously, because there's a lot in life that you can do.
Yeah.
But you would have covered a majority of the things.
Yeah.
And you are comfortable with everything.
Right.
Right? And like you said, like how it has shaped me is... I don't want to be in a situation where I'm, you know, where I'm going back to 11th again and I feel, you know, insecure or uncomfortable with my
current environment.
Yeah, in a new environment.
When you went to undergrad, did it carry over there or do you feel like because in 11th and 12th, there was a change, the undergrad change became easier to deal with?
Yes, definitely. It was easier. Because I think in 11th, it was the worst, right? So I'd say, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
In 11th class, it was 10.
Yeah.
Probably in undergrad, it was like a 4 or 5.
Okay.
Because everybody was new. I mean, I knew people from different branches.
Right.
But I did not know anybody from my class.
Right.
So I just had to, you know, get to know people there and all.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, now that I say it, I probably want to be in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
Right? Because even the process itself of you being in an uncomfortable situation, like that uneasiness, is there, right? And in that moment of change, you feel bad because your brain is, you know, rewiring its neurons and all, right?
Right. Yeah.
But the moment everything clicks, you're suddenly like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Right? This is my place now. This is my area, right? I'm suddenly comfortable in this.
Yeah.
And that feeling is good because...
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that feeling is good. That feeling is amazing because 1 month before or like a few days before, you would never even think of or even aspire of being in that situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you're in this scenario where you're comfortable in it. You want to do it again and again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it almost feels like you're accustomed to it.
Yeah, right.
So that changes... That feeling is amazing.
Yeah.
So that feeling is also something like, you know, I
chase after it.
Chase after.
Nice.
So yeah, that's what I think of in terms of, you know, like how my schooling probably shaped me.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. But I think you Maybe the change now, after coming to masters to do, after coming here, like now you won't be in touch with them even. Earlier you were in the same area, right? You were in the same location, sort of.
In school or undergrad?
In both school and undergrad. It was in the...
It was all in Hyderabad, so...
Yeah, so you would still sort of be meeting them once in a while.
Yeah.
And all that, right? After coming here, this must have been an even more drastic sort of shift.
No, not really. So because in undergrad, right? Yeah. Even though we are all originally from Hyderabad, we all went to different places.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, example, like few people went to IITs, few people went to BITS and all.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's all of us not in Hyderabad.
Correct.
So, I think that was a good change. And even though in 11th and 12th, we were all in Hyderabad, because I told you that everybody had their own schedules.
Yeah.
We weren't meeting every week.
Yeah.
So, I was already used to that.
Yeah.
So, even when I came to the US, I didn't really feel it affecting me that much.
Right.
Because I was still in touch with them.
Right.
And, you know, I think the thing with me is, anybody in general is, if you know a certain person for like a very long time, right?
Yeah.
Like upwards of 10 years.
Yeah.
You kind of know that, you know, they're
there for life.
Yeah, yeah, they're there for life.
Right.
And I'm not really too, worried about, oh no, what am I going to do? Stuff like that. Because I know they'll be there and, you know, I'll be there for them.
Ah.
It's like it works both ways.
That's very healthy, actually. I think I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Really?
What
do you mean?
If I look back, actually, my longest current friend, no more than 4 years now. That's it. Okay. It's just whatever.
What about your like undergrad friends? Because undergrad, you were in one place, right?
Yeah, undergrad, I was in one place. I think what happened was...
And your undergrad was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, my undergrad was what? You said half, 55% of your life. Mine was like 0.1% or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think that it's... because I was changing... No, I shouldn't blame it just on that. But what happened was I was changing schools every 2-3 years.
Yep.
And it became... sort of like the first few times it's like it's devastatingly sad because first of all you're a kid and then you have like okay the first year wherever you go to a new place it always sucks at least for me it took a long time to adjust and I don't know you're a new place you're a South Indian kid in a North Indian place and then you get bullied and then it's just to assimilate only it takes time
right
and then you have that sort of the sweet period of like 1 year and then immediately you just have to leave now to some new place. It was happening like that. So it was like sort of became a little bit detached.
Okay.
In the sense that now after masters, if I have to move to a new place for work or anything like that, I think I'm I will be okay if say tomorrow all of you guys and all the people that I'm close to here, if we decide to just lose touch slowly and not end up talking.
Okay.
Because I think it has happened to me enough number of times and I should take full responsibility here. I am someone who is very bad at...
keeping in touch.
Not just keeping in touch, but also reciprocating. Like, first of all, if you don't keep in touch, already you lose 90% of the people, okay?
Yeah.
And then the 10% that tries, if you're someone like me who is not good at even responding properly, then you lose that 10% or so. And that's one like major red flag. I need to really work on that. And it's almost like once you don't talk for a month or something like that, then the inertia, there's this inertia of not having spoken, I think.
Yeah.
Which just keeps accumulating. And then it becomes like, okay, now I haven't spoken for 2 months. I haven't spoken for 2 fucking months. So I can't speak now. And then there's so much to apologize for. And then there's so much to, you know. So then it becomes 3 months and then 4 months. And then...
You just don't talk.
Yeah. And then even if the person says something to you, you're so like overwhelmed with guilt that you just decide not to confront it at all. You know, you just become like, oh,
right,
I have to not go there. But I think... the only thing is that maybe you might find it difficult to let go of attachments. But I don't know. I think maybe you are also sort of...
No, I think it's difficult for me.
It's difficult for you?
Yeah, definitely. It is.
It is?
Yeah. But I think that's the beauty of it, right? But wait, before we go to that, you have like a friend's undergrad, right?
Yeah, but...
So...
Because of my own inability of all these things and my... my bad thing. I haven't kept in touch with even the close circle.
You don't think you can call them up now or message them now and they'll talk to you for like 1 hour or something? You can just talk about stuff?
See, I feel like that's not an indication of the fact that everything is okay. I think a lot of people do this thing where they're like, oh bro, it's okay. The true friends are the ones where even if you haven't spoken for 4 years, you talk and then everything goes back to normal. Yeah. Everything will go back to normal,
yeah.
No matter who it is, okay?
No, not
honestly, it will. I'll tell you why. Because if you're just if you're a semi-decent nice person, you can strike up a conversation with someone you're familiar with, bring up old topics, have a decent conversation, okay? You'll have like a decent B+ conversation with any person.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, will you have an A+ conversation with that friend if you call them up right now?
I'm saying that, there are some friendships which are long lost, okay? It's because, you know, if like after a certain point, like animosity and resentment starts building, right? If the other person is just ghosting you all the time. And so if you take out all that stuff.
Okay.
Then, yeah, I'm sure I can talk to them and it'll be friendly and I will profusely apologize and it'll just be one of those kind of calls.
Okay.
But it's... That doesn't mean that everything is all right, is what I'm trying to say. I don't think that if you have an A+ conversation with a friend that you haven't spoken to in 2-3 years, I think that's a very low bar to clear. Because I'm telling you, Aditya, you can have that conversation with anyone from your past.
No, but what I'm trying to tell you is, okay, fine, you can have a conversation with anybody, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't think you can strike the same vibe, if that makes sense. Or you won't be. See, you can have a conversation, but the point is, are you enjoying? And is the other person enjoying?
I think you'd be surprised that you will still enjoy if the other person, suppose, is willing to forgive you. And then, you know, This is assuming that both the people are willing to talk to each other that much, okay? Without any kind of preconceived animosity. Then, yeah, because this was a person that you were very close to at some point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there will be traits in them. There will be, you know, personality thing that you will still like about the person. So if you strike up a conversation, it'll still be good.
So, Ashan, that's it, right? See, it's... Your assumption of like talking to somebody every single day is maintaining friendship is very unfair, okay? Because that's not possible.
Correct. I agree. Yeah, every single day life is ridiculous. Yeah, correct.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
So the fact that if you're able to strike up a conversation and both of you are enjoying the conversation, enjoying talking to each other, right?
Yeah.
Then that is a sign of good friendship, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're able to share stuff. And you see, you can't just share stuff with anybody randomly, okay?
Yeah.
I disagree with that fact. You can't just like call up somebody randomly.
Yeah.
You can only
not
call
randomly,
up randomly.
I'm talking about people that you were friends with
exactly.
At some point in time.
Yeah, so they're still friends then. If you're still able to call them up and you're able to talk about things that are, you know, personal to you and that make you feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're able to talk to them about those things openly.
Yeah.
And they reciprocate the same level of... or the same, oh, not opinions actually. What I'm trying to say is like, if they're able to reciprocate the same feelings you, then they're still good friends. Okay.
Right.
You can't just say that, you know, you can do that with anybody and like they're not your friends anymore or you've lost that touch, right? See, the other example is, let's say somebody gets married and they get busy in life and all, right? That will obviously happen.
Right.
So you still consider them a good friend, okay? But then you didn't talk to them because they got married. Okay?
Yeah.
They have kids. They have to maintain like those their families, right?
Yeah.
Their family.
Yeah.
So then you can just call them or you meet them and then you talk to them. You hang out with them.
Yeah.
So it's still friendship only, right? You can't just dismiss that just because that person decided to marry and decided to have kids, that friendship is not possible anymore.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if the definition of friendship is just whether you can get back into the groove of things.
Okay, what's the definition of friendship then?
I think friendship is like an active verb, dude. I think you maintain a friendship. You don't sort of... I get, like, you know, people having busy lives and then you'll be doing your own things,
yeah,
and then not keeping in touch.
Yeah.
That's totally fine, okay? But, see, something like what I do is... This is bad, but I will... Sometimes the person will call me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will look at my phone. I will have all the time in the world. I will see the call coming and I won't pick it up. Okay?
Okay.
And this is someone I haven't spoken to in 4 or 5 months. Okay?
Okay.
And then, like, that's the thing I'm saying, that it's something that shouldn't come as a byproduct of just me hanging out with you because circumstances have made me hang out with you. Okay? It should come because you want to put in the effort to maintain the friendship. And that I don't do. The bonds that I make seem to revolve around the fact that I am around those people.
Yeah, but that's
quite often.
That's with everybody, though.
Yeah, but what other people don't do is when they get that call, they'll pick that call up and they'll talk to the person.
Why don't you pick that call up?
I don't know. I think there is this kind of... One was that inertia thing I was telling you, okay?
Okay.
Like, there'll be times where maybe I'm busy or I'm caught up with something like that.
Yeah.
And then I just don't pick it up once,
mm-hmm,
or twice.
Right.
And then I'll feel like there is so much to apologize for, so much to do. And then the
it
1 month...
It's accumulated and you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
yeah.
one, this thing. The other probably is that I think I have this thing where I think that I'm sort of... acting as some person, you know, who is like trying to have a good conversation or trying to make things pleasant or enjoyable or whatever.
Okay.
And I think that if I call up this person, maybe they won't have maybe this conversation won't be this high quality, wherein the person
mm-hmm.
won't have the same impression that they did before. You know,
mm.
oh, things might get awkward, which is all completely natural, okay? And it's so much of it is in my own head. And it's so stupid to think that, oh, you know, now look at me, like I'm performing for you. This is my conversation to you. Take this gift or something. This is all dumb, narcissistic overthinking. But I will feel like, okay, if I pick this call up, then
you have to put
this
on this
means something.
Cap or something. You feel.
Yeah, or I have to be. You know, I don't know why I think of too many things and then I clamp down and then I don't do it. And there is also this kind of limited social battery, you know, where I feel like, okay, see, today I spoke to you now. And I think after I go back home, I'm sort of done for the day. Yeah, this is
okay.
Just...
No, that is fair. That is completely fair, right?
Yeah.
But I think the thing that you're talking about earlier, like if you might make that person feel awkward or you might not...
It's actually more on me, you know. I think that the other person will be completely fine.
Mm.
But I myself will feel like, oh, what was this? There was this, something was missing. Something was like not jiving exactly how it should, you know.
Right.
And then you just withdraw. I also have to point out that it's like all selfish reasons also. I think friendships take effort.
Mm.
And I take people for granted a lot of times.
No, I disagree.
I really don't.
I disagree a lot. You actually put in a lot of effort.
It's because you're here in front of me right now.
Yeah,
all.
Still.
That
takes more
gone,
effort.
Actually, no. I think that takes less effort somehow. It's
okay.
Like, honestly for me, if you call me to shift your house from Metzerot Road to somewhere, it takes for me way less effort to do that than to just pick up the phone and then talk to you, which is so strange.
It's interesting. It's very interesting.
We should tackle this in the next episode. Of
yeah.
Otherwise,
okay,
we'll get kicked out.
We're gonna continue this conversation in the next episode of... We didn't name our podcast yet.
This took... Since what time... We came here at 11 and now it's
yeah.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And this is all we have been doing, Aditya.
Okay, come here. This thing says... I'm just scared. No. So I click on cancel. Just can I just click on this?
Oh shit.
Cancel, huh?
Yeah. Do you want to save the changes? Make a document?
Oh shit.